Feed My Sheep, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, October 1963, pages 65-68, Brothers and Sisters, it is always a joyful and honored occasion to look in the faces of so many priesthood bearers, to be in the presence of our Prophet, 12 Apostles, and so many fine people desiring to enjoy and know the spiritual things of life. I would like to just mention that in the passing of President Henry D. Moyle, working so close with him in the mission field, I learned to appreciate his great strength and his power and his interest in taking the gospel to every soul. He knew no limit, and he always had an open door to everyone. He always had time for the right things. I have never experienced an individual like President Moyle, a man of leadership, capacity, and strength, and with so many varied interests. Also working in the mission field with President Tanner, I used to marvel at how he could make so many interviews. I am sure that he tired the same as the rest of us, but it never seemed to show. Courage and strength. He has only one real desire and interest, and that is to further the work of the Lord. It was good to share missionary blessings and to have friendship with these two great missionaries. I enjoy reading the scriptures. You know, they seem to have quite a human touch. You remember Peter saying after the Savior's resurrection, and in his absence, I go a-fishing. That is just about as brief as you can put it. The Savior appeared while Peter and the disciples were fishing. After the Savior had shown them how to catch fish by casting their nets under his direction, casting the net under his counsel and his guidance, that is the way to fish. He taught them how to be fishers of men, to cast their nets under the direction of the Savior. I would like to take the next part of this great message that the Savior left with Peter on how to be an effective missionary. This was now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? These scriptures are well known to all. This is a very important question for each one of us. May I ask each of you, do you love the Lord? The answer almost without exception would be, yes. Let us place ourselves in the position of Peter. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. The Lord can tell if we love him. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he saith unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Can you picture this great scene of that powerful Peter being asked these simple questions? And the Lord had a way of knowing how deep the love was within Peter and how to teach him the way to show his love for Jesus Christ. We show and prove our love by feeding the lambs and the sheep. There are over 3 billion people on the earth today, and at the present rate of teaching, over 2.5 billion of God's children will never be taught the gospel of Jesus Christ. What if you were to live on this earth and never had a chance to hear and be taught the true way of life? Our task is great. Teachers are needed. Every member of this church that has a testimony and is converted is urgently needed. The lambs and the sheep are hungry for the bread of life, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can show our love by following the prophet of God, by every member being a missionary to bring one or more souls into the church each year. It is great to have a prophet. Have you followed the prophet? I find people occasionally worried and concerned about whether someone else's convert is fully converted. They are more concerned sometimes about this than about feeding and teaching their own friends and neighbors the gospel. I learned a lesson about this point in the mission field. The missionaries baptized a little Scottish boy, very shabbily dressed, from a very poor home, family conditions almost as bad as you could find. I asked the missionary, why did you baptize this boy? Well, he is a good boy. The boy brought his entire family into the church. His father was an alcoholic. He failed to bring his money home. Well, the story has a beautiful ending. Today the boy's father is the bishop. I learned not to judge the conversion of someone else. The Lord will hold the person that improperly brings someone into this church, and him alone. Now what have we to teach the people? You know, the Savior gives us this great message. We don't have to guess at what to teach. The Savior said, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And then he gives us the key. Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Our job is to teach the people to observe all things whatsoever Jesus Christ has commanded. We are to teach every nation, kindred, tongue, and people the commandments given by Christ. The prophet Ether in the Book of Mormon is an excellent example of a good effective missionary, he could not be restrained because of the Spirit of the Lord which was in him, for he did cry from the morning, even until the going down of the sun, exhorting the people to believe in God unto repentance lest they should be destroyed, saying unto them that by faith all things are fulfilled. Here are some of the things that Jesus commanded: Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Teach them to search the Scriptures. They contain the program that God has provided for His children. Teach your fellow man to have faith in the living personal God as found in the Scriptures. Teach your neighbors and friends that they were created in the image and likeness of God, their Heavenly Father. Teach them to have faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior and Redeemer of the world. Teach them to repent from sin and evil and to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Teach them baptism, the same baptism that Jesus exemplified as He went down into the water at the River Jordan under the hands of God's authorized servant, John the Baptist. Teach them that they must be born of the Spirit and receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Teach them to love God and neighbor. Teach them to pray from their hearts to a living God and a Heavenly Father. Teach them that revelation from God to man has never ceased if man desires to know and receive the heavenly blessings and witnesses. Teach the people to pray to God and ask for His blessings through the Savior Jesus Christ. Teach them to be kingdom builders. Remember the Lord's Prayer. When ye pray, the Lord said, "After this manner therefore pray ye, thy kingdom come." Anyone praying after the manner of Jesus Christ prays to be a kingdom builder. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Teach them to have joy and happiness, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, love, peace, and faith. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Teach them the value and power of the priesthood of God, and that it has been restored to the earth. When you teach, follow the Savior's counsel and let your light shine. Pray always before you teach for faith, wisdom, and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. What a marvelous experience to teach the gospel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. What great joy comes from feeding the lambs and the sheep. I would like to just mention in closing a little about the World's Fair as a great missionary venture. I would like to mention that the Church of Jesus Christ's pavilion and exhibit at the New York World's Fair will help to show the world that we are Christians after the order of Jesus Christ's program and teachings, that we literally accept the living personal God of the Holy Bible, that we accept the living personal Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as the Redeemer and our Savior. The church pavilion and exhibits will have the beauty and atmosphere of sacred Christian love and peace. The building, I am sure the architect was inspired by God. It has an atmosphere of peace and sacredness. The way the golden light enters the building, the way the extension of the building is designed, it is worth a trip to the fair just to see this marvelous building and the exhibits. The church pavilion and exhibits will have the beauty and atmosphere of Christianity. The theme is man's search for happiness. We hope to show that happiness comes from Christian righteousness. We hope to show many of the fruits of the church. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." We will show the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ back to the earth again, the same as it was when Jesus lived upon this earth. The fair will be for 2 years, 1964 and 1965. It is estimated that over 70 million people will attend. In my estimation, it will be the finest World's Fair ever held because of the 2-year period. Our task is great as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but with 2 million full-time missionaries and saints, we can teach the people, our neighbors, as Jesus said, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. May we all follow our prophet and be missionaries and show our love for God by feeding the lambs and the sheep. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.